This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Headline, and this is actually not new, it's just nobody's really paid attention to it yet. Headline in The Hill yesterday, Lee, GOP senators warn Trump agenda will be slowed. Yeah, Trump's agenda on border security, energy, and tax, his tax agenda, yeah, they might not even pass till July. Sorry. So busy. What are they doing right now that's so important?
Good question.
Oh, they're on vacation.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Not mandatory. They're on vacation. Some Republican senators, The Hill reports, are warning the bill could drag well into fall. Okay, let me translate what's going on here. This is the resistance. This is the Republican resistance. This is John Thune, who told Trump to stay the heck out of the Senate race. Don't even interfere. Don't have anything to do with it. You don't have any impact on what we do in the Senate. That's John Thune, our supposed leader in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader John Thune cautioned GOP colleagues that the Senate isn't likely to pass President Trump's border security, energy, or tax agenda until July at the earliest. And some Republican senators are warning the bill could drag well into fall. You know what they'll say in the fall? Well, we're right on the cusp of midterms. Why, we can't get this done. And then that will feed the media narrative Trump's not getting anything done, which is the plan by the GOP leadership, who I have said over and over again is our biggest obstacle. It's not the Democrats. We've already defeated them.
Almost sounds like our legislature in Columbia, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Now, what is happening here? Let me explain the background, too. John Thune is a Bush Republican. He wrote in, like many Bush Republicans, he was recruited by Karl Rove, wrote in on a raft of Bush money. So they aren't going to want to do anything that helps close the border. The number one cardinal rule of Bush money is the border stays open at all costs, and we don't care if terrorists come over it. That is who they are. It is how they are. They're the ones who started that, not the Democrats. Democrats just picked it up because I realized I could get a lot of votes. The Bushes started that. And a lot of the people recruited by the Bushes. The problem we have in the Senate is if you look at fundraising bases, these are the people who Tim Scott, for instance, also comes out of that Bush fundraising base. Unfortunately, most of the politicians from the state do at the higher levels. You can call them up and they will just put together a mega fundraiser for you. You walk out of there with $200,000. You have plenty of money to pay for your ads, but it comes at a terrible price. You owe them. The real last remaining parts of the Bush cabal are in the Senate. They are John Thune, who is a disaster. They are Tim Scott. They are Lindsey Graham. All of these people. And they are loyal to their fundraising base. They would have a hard time at this point switching teams because they owe a lot of these people. A lot of these. The Bush fundraising base was so powerful for so long in this party because there's so much money behind it. Everybody hates them, but they love the money. And the reason for that is these are big corporate interests that thrive off illegal immigration. And this is why, are you hearing Tim Scott, for instance, weigh in at all about Trunde Aragua? Nah, he's AWOL. What about Lindsey Graham? He said much? Not much. Why? Well, when you have a fundraising base that is Bush and fundamentally open borders, they don't want to hear you talking about Trunde Aragua. They don't necessarily want Trunde Aragua working in their businesses as part of their tax evasion scheme. But if you're getting tough on Trunde Aragua, starts making a little nervous, you might get tough on some other illegals. Then what? I mean, people might start to expect, you know, expedited immigration enforcement plans. So John Thune Lee is playing the part of Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan held up Trump's tax cuts for more than a year. blocked it when Trump tried to balance the budget. A lot of people don't know he tried to do that in his first term. He did. Paul Ryan shelved that budget plan. And, you know, people pick on Trump for not finishing the wall. Again, Republicans caused that, not Democrats. Although, you know, they eventually got the power back. So John Thune is simply playing the Paul Ryan. He is laughing and snickering as he tells, as do other Republicans, tells the media, well, we just might not get around to Trump's agenda. We are so busy. Lee, they haven't done jack since the beginning of the year. They have sat by essentially and watched as the Republicans try to pass that CR. That's it.
One thing that got done was get some of the Senate confirmations for the cabinet done. That's about it.
Wouldn't want them to strain themselves.
Yeah, really.
They can do this. They choose not to.
We can do hard things.
Yes. So what they're doing, this is the Bush cabal's last gasp. If you want to understand the power of it, you want to see it in pictures, put this in right now. Go to Google and put in the Bushes with the Obamas. Just put that in. Hit images on Google so all the images come up. The second image that comes up is Michelle Obama giving George W. a huge hug. That's actually one of the more popular articles right now. But you'll see them. They're chummy. They've got their arms around each other. Here's another one of Bush hugging Obama. If you remember when Obama ran, all Obama did was lie from the time he got up in the morning to the time he went to bed about George Bush. That was his entire strategy. McCain rolled over like a well-trained dog. Never took him on about any of the lies. They went right into the White House. And just go look at the pictures. Look at how good of friends they are. Oh, there, look. Honoring George H.W. Bush. There's Barack Obama pinning a Medal of Honor on H.W. Look, see, Foreign Policy Bob. Oh, this is one of my favorites, where Obama gets together with Bush and Clinton, and they raise money in their NGO for those illegal immigrant flights into the country. They raised money for that. A lot of people don't know that. Now, if you go through here, what's really weird is Trump's not in any of these pictures. In fact, when you watch them, when they all get together in these like events where the president will be, Trump and Melania are visibly off to the side. They look uncomfortable. Everybody looks a little tense. This is why. So what you're watching in the Senate, y'all, is what you can see in these Bush fights. Really fascinating to watch it. So you just go look at these. But you can tell they really like each other. They're friends. Because they're all part of the same globalist cabal. Open borders is their religion. It's what they thrive off of. So when John Thune, Lee, says, the leader of the Senate, well, we're just so busy. We just don't have time. That's George Bush talking. That's Obama talking. That's the cabal talking. That's Clinton talking. That's all of them talking. It's what we're up against. But here's the upside. I just want you to understand how evil elements of the Republican Party still are, and the worst vestiges of the Bush cabal are in the Senate. The thing we have now that we did not have against Paul Ryan is X. I've never seen us torpedo a 1,500-page bill before. I mean, they were so confident they were going to ram that through that Mike Johnson actually, never forget this, included money for the censorship of Republicans through the Global Engagement Center in there to censor his own people. Us, me, you. And we killed it. So we got it pared down to a much smaller bill. It wasn't a great bill, wasn't a perfect bill, but it wasn't what they did. So Thune is about to experience the full wrath of X as people begin slowly to realize, Lee, that he's blocking the Republican agenda. Not Democrats, Republicans. It's really frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the ugly side of the GOP.
Yeah, it is. It is. And this is where, you know, Karl Rove went around for years. And if you signed on to the open borders agenda, they would spend $400,000 to $500,000 getting you elected in the primary. If you did not, they would spend it against you. And so if you wonder why there's so many hateful sleeper cells left in Congress who are in the Republican Party, that's why. Never forget, the CIA ran the Republican Party for years. That sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's not. A lot of people don't realize Daddy Bush was the head of the CIA. And he ran the party. He ran the party for 25 years. They did all the recruiting. That's why the party is a disaster. That's why this country is a disaster, because there was no meaningful opposition to the Democrats. And you can see why when you look at these pictures of George W. Bush and Laura Bush and the Obamas and how good of friends they clearly are. I mean, they just can't stop putting their arms around each other. It's ridiculous. Just go look at it. I mean, it's sickening. And you'll see some of these are Clinton and Obama and Bush, and they're all buddies and they got their arms around each other. Trump is not in any of these. Oh, look at this one. Laura George holding hands, Literally, George is holding hands with Michelle Obama, and she's holding hands with Barack. You will never see that with Trump. You never will. On and on and on and on. This is who we have to defeat. So Trump's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they would love to see him fail.
We knew all this going into it.
We did.
You know, and I'm not trying to downplay anything you're saying here.
No, you're right.
But we knew all this going into it, and this is still far better than what the alternative would have been.
Oh, sure. The Democrats
But it's just, as you said the other day, the enemy so much of the time seems to not be the Democrats, but other Republicans, or at least those who claim to be.
Yeah, and this is who has got to be pushed out the door. And this is where I really hope Elon Musk will stick to his promises, like just start primarying these people, just hit them hard with cash and the truth, because they are the enemy. And we do not have time to mess with these people. We are running out of time, and they know it.